My great-granddaddy, he was a slave. We're not slaves now. We've got weapons we didn't have before. We've got the law.
Baby, you go into these towns, we've never seen a Negro lawyer.
Hey, boy!
You need to be careful. NAACP.
Very good. You're going to Connecticut.
Joseph Spell, Negro servant, attacked socialite in her own bedroom.
This case will show the world if a color man can get a fair trial in the United States.
There's only 13 million Negroes depending on you.
Don't any of you have any confidence in me?
I'd say you have enough confidence for us all.
And that's a clip from the film Marshall, which is a new dramatic historical film about Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American Supreme Court justice. And Jenny, what are you hearing about this film?
This film looks fantastic. You've got Chadwick Boseman, who was Jackie Robinson in 42 a few years ago. He's the upcoming Black Panther in Disney's release in February. So he's a phenomenal actor. Looks like he's spot on for playing this, I'll say character, but you know, it's a real person. Also stars Josh Gad and Kate Hudson. So it looks fantastic. Reviews are solid on it so far.
And then also opening today is The Foreigner, which has Pierce Brosnan, Jackie Chan. And this is an action thriller, but is it also kind of a comedy since Jackie Chan is
in it? It is not. It's very serious, which is very rare for Jackie Chan. But he plays a businessman whose daughter is killed in an act of terrorism, in a bombing. So he needs to seek vengeance when he's not getting the help that he needs. But, you know, Jackie Chan, I think, is 66 years old, 63, right around there, does his own stunts. He said he's backing off that a little bit. Because he wants to, you know, keep some longevity in his career. And that's obviously hard on the body and everything.
Well, if people don't realize, he before he was actually an international star in terms of in the United States, and he was doing like one martial arts film after another.
Yes.
And he was renowned for doing his own stunts. He's like gotten to the point where he's broken so many bones.
Yeah.
He's fallen like multiple stories. And so he's actually experienced a lot of accidents,
yes,
in the course of his career. So it's kind of amazing that he's still doing this in his
60s. Yeah, that he's kept it up so long. He said that this movie is a little bit different for him because it doesn't have like that comedic element, like, you know, the Rush Hours, or even in a lot of the movies that he does, they'll show outtakes at the end where his stunts didn't go as they should. So this isn't going to be like that.
Now, also a film which I'm not familiar with, Happy Death Day, obviously a horror movie.
It's a horror movie, and the basic premise, the easiest way to describe it, is a college girl has her birthday. At the end of the day, she gets killed, and then a la Groundhog Day, she has to keep reliving the day until she can figure out who her killer is.
And what are you hearing anything about this?
You know, it's a PG-13 horror movie in October. It is what it is. People who are looking for horror. I think there's going to be, you know, an element of sort of ridiculousness to this too. So high entertainment value. So if that's your thing, I think you're going to be really happy with it. But it's not one that critics are going to, you know, write home about like they did with It or Get Out.
And I'm assuming that It will continue to be in the theaters for throughout Halloween.
Oh, yeah. The company Warner Brothers wants to do a big push for Halloween, get people to come out and see it again and all that. So, yeah, it'll be hanging around.
Now, I'm intrigued by this next film, Professor Marston and the Wonder Women.
Yeah, so this one, I didn't realize how the character of Wonder Woman came about. But apparently, psychologist William Moulton Marston, who is also the guy who invented the lie detector, he had a polyamorous relationship with his wife and his mistress, and somehow within all of that, he created Wonder Woman. And there was a lot of controversy because of, you know, I think his personal life in addition to what the comic sort of brought about.
But this is really about comic books in terms of, like, this is not a comic book movie.
No, I would say it's more about his life. It looks interesting. It looks sort of dark. I honestly don't know how much you'll see of Wonder Woman. I think it's just going to be more about his life. The cast is great. Luke Evans, Rebecca Hall, Connie Britton, so a solid cast there. But it's one that, I mean, it's not going to be a huge box office hit.
And then also, we've got The Princess Bride 30th Anniversary Edition. That's going to be a screening. When is this screening?
That is on Sunday, and we've got a couple show times. It's at 2 and 7. This is one of those movies that Fathom brings to us, and it's presented by TMC. So you'll get some behind-the-scenes features and some added content. So those are really fun, and everybody loves that movie.
I was going to say, are you a fan of The Princess Bride?
I am, but you know what? I remember when I was 10 years old, my aunt rented it because she was babysitting us, and I fell asleep like right away. And then I didn't actually see the movie in full until last year. So, yeah, it was up for 29 years. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, because that was one of those movies where it came out and it was somewhat successful at the box office, but then it built up its cult status over the course of years, like your experience as a child, people renting it on VHS. And you think about it, it became a cult film at a time when we didn't have the internet, we didn't have DVDs.
Yeah, and it's so quotable. I mean, you're constantly hearing people quote this movie. So, yeah, I think that should do really well. It should be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.